Brian Samus of the band The Neighborhood. How are you, man?
Yes, sir. I'm doing well. We're just at out in Hollywood at a little practice rehearsal space right now.
Now, you guys are a new band for a lot of our listeners. Give us some background on The Neighborhood. When did you get together? You know, that kind of thing?
Yeah, we've known each other for some years now. We were all in bands around the same area. And maybe 2 years ago, me, Jesse, Zach, and Jeremy got together and started writing some songs. And then I actually left. I didn't necessarily quote-unquote quit because we weren't a band yet, but I left and went to school in New Orleans. And then those three guys continued on and, you know, wrote some songs and, you know, finished some songs that we were all working on and sent them to me. And it was kind of undeniable, you know. I heard the songs and I was like, you guys are really making it tough for me to be out here at school. And so I dropped out and I came back, and then we got our good friend Mikey to come play bass, and we released the EP, and here we are.
You know, you're not lying when you say it's undeniable. I mean, for one thing, The Neighborhood popped up pretty much out of nowhere last year. What was it, about 5-6 months ago? All of a sudden, it's like, boop, you know, here's this band. There's no bio, there's no backstory, there's no website. And while it's cool to be that band
right.
with that kind of mystique about you, you put this music up online. What if nothing happened?
I think that would kind of be history repeating itself, because we've all been playing music for a while. And I think one of the main reasons I initially left to go to New Orleans and finish school was because, you know, personally, I've been playing music since I was 14 years old, and I've been in a bunch of bands, and, you know, nothing's ever happened. And it was kind of discouraging. You know, I was kind of over it, and I just wanted to finish my education and stuff like that. And then I heard these songs, and I was kind of like, this is something that I think, you know, I showed it to a couple people when they sent me the songs, and, you know, everybody seemed to like it and think that there was something there. So I think that we always hoped for the best. I think that if nothing would have happened, we probably still would have, you know, kept going and just wrote some new songs and put it out again and tried again, because this was something that I felt like wasn't worth giving up on. I had given up so many times in the past on things, and I got so discouraged about it. But this was something that I think we all knew deep down. It's like, you know, I think eventually, we didn't know what happened right away, but we're like, eventually people will kind of get what we're going for and latch on. So, I mean, it's definitely a great feeling that it happened that way, especially because, you know, we've all experienced failure in the past.
Was that mystique intentional, or was that just you kind of weren't expecting it to catch on the way it did? You know, you didn't expect to be on the bill for Coachella this year.
Right, no, definitely. I think it was a little bit of both. I think that initially we definitely just wanted the music to kind of speak for itself. We're, you know, we didn't want to release our names and what we look like and where we're from. And, you know, people see that, you know, we're guys with tattoos and stuff like that, and, you know, have these preconceived notions about us before even listening to the music. We kind of just wanted to put the music out there, let people see if they like it, and then kind of release the rest of the information as it needed to be seen or heard or whatever. You know, we didn't want to put it all out there at once and let people make their judgment about us without ever hearing a song. I think it was, you know, the music was the most important thing. We wanted to get that out there, see what people's reactions were, and then release a picture here and there, and then, you know, some information about who we are and where we're from.
Is that a tough thing about being in a band? Because the minute you see somebody, you instantly qualify them as being part of a scene. You know, somebody is wearing eyeliner, and you go, oh, they kind of fit into the Fall Out Boy category. You know, this guy's got tattoos, he fits into this category.
It's a little bit of a bummer. I mean, it sucks that that's how it is. But then again, I'm guilty of the same crime of, you know, judging a book by its cover, which, you know, I try not to do, but, you know, it ends up happening, you know, subconsciously. But I think that, you know, it's a bummer, but it's also, I think we're getting to a point in society, at least, and within the music industry, that's becoming less of an issue, because you're seeing, you know, people that you wouldn't expect to make a certain type of music making that type of music. So it's refreshing.
Well, there isn't a lot of music that I hear that sounds like The Neighborhood. What kinds of things are you guys listening to?
I think depending on who you ask, I've had Justin Timberlake's new album on repeat, but, listening to, you know, Justin Timberlake's new album, we all enjoy, you know, Kendrick Lamar and A$AP Rocky and Meek Mill. Yeah, I mean, it's pretty eclectic depending on who you ask. I mean, we all came from, like, you know, like a punk hardcore background. So, you know, you would have asked me that same question, you know, 5 years ago, my answer would have been very different.
Again, Brian Samus joining us on the phone from The Neighborhood. I Googled The Neighborhood in preparing for this interview, you know, just to see what would come up. I Googled The Neighborhood Band. And the first thing that came up, a three-piece rock band out of Oklahoma with the same name.
I don't know. I think that there's a band that spells their name the American way without the O-U. And we spell ours the, you know, UK, British Columbia, OU, you know, B-O-U-R in the middle, neighborhood. I think that kind of goes along with us now releasing a lot of information. You know, you get, when you Google us, you could get some stuff that's the wrong thing.
So when are we going to get a hold of some more material from the neighborhood? When are we going to see you in our neck of the woods, up in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada?
Ah, wow. Well, we're releasing an album, April 23rd, coming out soon. So we had the EP, then a 7-inch, and then now the album. And I think soon. I think that we're doing, you know, Coachella this week and next week, and then we're doing, you know, some UK headline dates. And then we're going to come back and do a US headline run. And I think we get up into Canada. I think we do some dates. I'm not necessarily sure about Edmonton, but we are getting up into Canada, playing a couple shows.
Awesome. Well, hey, thank you so much for talking with us, and continued success with the neighborhood.
Lane, thank you so much. It means a lot.
Hear more of this interview and other off-air highlights at lanemitchell.com. Your gateway to exclusive interviews and other modern rocky goodness from Sonic 1029.com.